Chapter 1 Martha Detweiler dashed into her house, slammed the front door behind her, and leaned against it. She closed her eyes. Not again. Her mother came into the living room, wiping her hands on a kitchen towel.
Goodness, Martha, what's all this racket?
Ruby's having a scavenger hunt this Saturday.
Oh?
Mom tucked the towel into the band of her apron, which was dotted with a few globs of the strawberry jam she was making.
That's nice.
Nice? Martha slumped against the door. How can you say that when she invited other people?
You can't have a scavenger hunt with just two people,
her mother said, referring to Ruby and her husband, Chris. Martha snuck a peek through the curtains covering the front window.
Oh, nay,
she whispered.
What in the world has gotten into you?
Mom looked over Martha's shoulder.
Where are all those young men going?
Here. She turned to Mom, her eyes widening. They're coming here. I think they all want to ask me to the scavenger hunt. Mom turned pale.
All of them? At the same time?
Martha nodded. Yes, I think so. Then she shook her head. I don't know. Mom looked out the window again, and then she grabbed Martha by the hand and practically dragged her into the kitchen. Gay, she said, shooing her out the back door. I'll make sure the Buva don't follow you. Martha nodded her thanks before taking off, running through the neighbor's backyard. Fortunately, they weren't home, or for sure they would wonder why she was flying by. Making a quick decision to flee to Sevilla's house, the boys weren't likely to look for her there. She snuck across another backyard, this one behind a large house that had been empty since her family moved here nearly 2 years ago. Out of the corner of her eye, she saw a figure walking out the back door. Was someone living there now? She hadn't known the house was for sale. She shook off the thought as she zipped through a small field. She glanced at the road behind her. Seeing the five young men turning into her driveway, she picked up her speed. When she turned the corner at the end of the road, she slowed down, then stopped, her chest heaving. She gasped for air. There had to be a better way to avoid the single men of Birch Creek. When she finally caught her breath, she walked to the end of the street where Sevilla lived and imagined her mother giving Ira, Zeke, Zeb, Owen, and Samuel an explanation for her absence, or at least for her unavailability. Her body perspired from a mix of the heavy summer humidity, running faster than she had in years, and a good dose of guilt. She shouldn't have let her mother deal with the boys. It wasn't her responsibility to fudge the truth on her daughter's behalf. But what else could she do? Since Ruby had married Christian last year, and Christian's sister, Sila, had moved back to New York, Martha was the only single young woman in a district full of young single men. And for some reason, lately they all had courting fever. She wasn't even sure that was a thing, but it didn't matter. She couldn't go anywhere, except maybe to her job, without having one of them approach her for a date. Their overzealous attention even squashed her interest in Zeb, whom she had kind of liked up until a few months ago, and might have gone out with if he'd asked. Now she just wanted them all to leave her alone, not compete for her attention.
I just want a simple life, Lord. Is that too much to ask?
She knocked on Sevilla's front door. Sevilla's English friend, Richard, answered.
Hi, Martha, he said, looking a little surprised.
Martha looked over her shoulder. So far, no one was following her, which meant her mother had been successful in keeping them from sniffing out her trail. When she looked back at Richard, Sevilla stood next to him.
What brings you by? Richard asked.
Food trouble, Sevilla said, then motioned for her to come in. Martha quickly stepped inside, wondering how Sevilla knew. Then again, the octogenarian seemed to have a sixth sense about everything.
Get the dominoes, Sevilla said to Richard, pointing at a cabinet on the other side of the room. I'll make the tea.
Looking confused, Richard gave Martha a small smile before heading to the cabinet. Martha followed Sevilla to the kitchen.
I'm sorry I'm imposing, Martha said, standing in the doorway. Nonsense, Sevilla began filling her tea kettle with water. Just sit down and tell me what happened.
Martha dropped into a chair.